Christ is risen. Many people can feel that this gospel about a paralytic fits to our time, because we all feel and we can sense it and can see that, we can experience that, that our society is paralyzed in these days. Protection against that virus really caused that almost everything is closed. People don't work. They are forced to stay home. And many of them feel like paralyzed, because their normal life is not here anymore, and they cannot do what they used to do before. And many say that it's not good state to be in this paralyzed state. Many say, and they are right, that, well, it is dangerous, because many people will lose their jobs, because many companies, many services which provided some kind of like food, restaurants and others, they will just not come back, because they will be not able to survive this. And then many people are scared, and they say, what, how we are going to live, what kind of life it will be when these reasons for disclosure will be gone. Will we be able to really come back to normal life? For many people, there will be no way back. They will be not able to start their businesses again. They will be not able to open those businesses which gave them income. Many people will need to find a way how to start new life. And for many people, it will be like really something that which will not give them enough strength, and they will not have enough strength or possibilities to start again. We all know that, and for sure we think about those people, we keep them in prayers, and we try to help them now, or we make these resolutions to support those people who suffer now because of that. And it is okay. But this thinking about this impact of this virus, of this pandemic, and whole society, and lives of many people, this should force us to think a little bit like further. Because the things they are saying, people are saying about losing jobs and not to going back to normal, they apply, and they are right. In many ways, they applied it for life with God, or better to say, for this religious life of people. There are many people who worry, or they just make conclusions that, well, this time when people were taken away from public liturgies, and they were denied to come and to praise God, that this situation can bring people really to that paralyzed state. Because many of them, they will ask, especially if they didn't have living faith, or if they saw church life as a some kind of pious habit which gave them opportunity to meet friends. If this praising God was not really the main reason for coming to the church, for those people to return back to the religious life, church life, as it was before, it will be very, very difficult, because those several weeks will give them, offer them alternative. They probably adjust it to new way how to spend, for example, Sunday. I am not so pessimistic, but we have to take these conclusions of many people who say this seriously, because it points to something what is somehow present in lives of many people. Many people, they, and with, without judging, just saying truth, they say, well, I try to believe. I try to be with God. I try to connect my life with Him, but somehow I don't feel anything special. It seems to me that it's not working in my life. And those people who carried this state in their souls, who were not finding some kind of this living energy in their life with God, those people are in danger, because they will not have reason why to return back. It is something like similar like this man from the gospel. He was paralyzed. He was in the right place. He was in a place when many were gathered in desire to be healed. But he stayed inactive in this place. He was sitting there in illusion that something will happen, that something will happen and a miracle will happen, that somebody would take him to the water to be healed. For many years he was waiting there with desire to be healed. But we don't have any evidence that he did something. And sometimes, and I think this is the reason in lives of many, that we feel that we need some kind of change in life. That we know that, well, this is not that life Christ was talking about and he was inviting us for that new life. We feel that, but we don't know, but we don't have this experience. We just wait in this polarized state for a miracle without doing nothing. And our life, our religious life, is not giving us this peace and consolation which we expect from the spiritual life. And the Holy Fathers, they say that, well, this is possible, that this state of soul can be in our hearts or in our beings. But they always connect it with somehow our laziness. They say, if you do nothing, what can you expect? If you live in some kind of illusion that God somehow comes and forces you to and transform you into holiness, so it is illusion which will not happen, because God will respect always your free will. And say, if you stay in this without desire, without some steps which can help you to grow, trust God, nothing will happen. But they don't tell us only this thing, this conclusion. They say, if you want to taste this foretaste of heaven, if you want to taste God, if you want to enter to relationship with Him, they say the starting point is to keep commandments. That man, this paralyzed man, he was healed because he was obedient to Christ's commandment. Christ told him, stand up. And he stood up, even he was not walking for many years. Even probably his whole experience in his life was, I cannot walk, I cannot stand. Christ told him to do something what seemed to be impossible in his life. But he, at that moment, gathered his faith. And he was obedient to Christ's command. And he followed this command. What happened? He stood up. He started to walk. He was healed. He had experience of this great God's power, which transformed his sick body to health. And this is why the Holy Fathers, they say, well, if you want to start your life with God, real life with God, you have to start with that. Search and look and start for God's commandments. Start to learn what is God's commandment. What are God's commandments? And follow them. And those who take seriously this advice of these teachers of spiritual life, they give testimony that something happens in their lives. They can feel this touch of God's power, God's grace in their lives. Their experience is that they start to see their life and world a little bit differently. And not only their life, they can somehow see clearer the state of their hearts and their souls, which fills them with sorrow, unrepentant. And this repentance opens doors for more God's grace and more God's gifts. If we feel that somehow we are paralyzed in our spiritual life, if we feel that while we are tempted to abandon this, our religious practice was before because it was not giving us somehow power to live nice life and life we would wish to live. Let's start in this moment to live commandment. Let's find out what we neglected in previous life. Which commandments we broke. Let's make repentance for those moments. Let's confess these moments to God with this really desire to cleanse our hearts and to start new life. Life and through keeping commandments will be open for God's grace, which can heal us, which can bring whole our being to wholeness and to holiness. Let's try to keep commandments. May this door of God's grace is always open for us. And we have to say goodbye to illusion that if we are not faithful to God's will, which is revealed to us through gospel in many commandments, we should give up that illusion that this, if we don't keep that correctly, that we still are on God's side. We are not. Because if we don't keep commandments, we are not God's friends. St. John says, that if we don't keep commandments and we say that we love God, that we are liars. For sure, when our churches are open again, there will be same challenges for us in this area, as there will be many challenges for people in secular world, how to start again. But if we start with heart filled with repentance, but if we start with desire to keep God's commandments, then we will not only hear God's voice ordering us, okay, stand up and walk, but we will experience healing from many spiritual maladies which are destroying our spiritual life. And we will start this new zeal, with deeper love, with some kind of fire in our hearts. Amen.